the kind of churn that you're seeing with people with short tenures. That, to me, speaks of a problem of expectations,
mm-hmm.
both on, I think, the agency side and on the candidate side or the employee side, which I usually attribute to communication in, you know, how are those expectations getting set? Is there a formalized approach for onboarding and integrating people into the culture of your agency, of the immediate office in which they will be serving? You know, and from the candidate side, is there, I think, a reasonable expectation of what kind of culture shock or shift it's going to be coming into a large bureaucratic organization, depending on where you land?
Mm-hmm.
And also on how to progress, I think, savvily as a young government leader, which is, you know, I'll tell you, I went to a top 20 public administration school. There is no class for navigating the bureaucracy as a young person. There just isn't coursework that I think lays that all out for people, and that's one of the reasons why GL exists, is to sort of help provide that information experientially and through building connections with other people like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have this piece about expectations, I think, and communication. You have probably a misalignment of both expectation and skills or experience, but again, that to me traces back to a communications failure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sort of on top of that, I do think that there is some credence to younger folks being more mobile. And I don't necessarily mean always upwardly mobile, but even laterally mobile. I do think that there is some credibility with younger people sort of expecting. You know, there are some qualitative surveys that show that people expect to hold 5, 6, 7 different careers throughout the course of their, you know, career in the workforce. And so that's a characteristic that you might see with younger people. But, you know, to me, the primary driver is just that people don't necessarily know what they're getting into, and that's incumbent on the agency to communicate. And I think sometimes agencies don't always have a clear plan for how to get people successful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of, I think, hay to be made there, kind of.
So when you talk about expectations, it seems like it almost has to start at the recruiting point before someone is even brought on.
Well, yeah. I mean, so if you look at it, and there's a lot of brilliant people thinking about this issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at things like the partnership, and if you look at NAPA, they both have slightly differing proposals about Public Service Academy, or whether that's Roosevelt Scholars, you know, kind of ways to improve recruitment of young people. And if you also look at, you know, various publications, including the partnerships, I think there's a lot of suggestions about how to implement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, the recruiting pitch, I would even take you one better, which is, you know, certainly recruiting is me coming to you to sell you on my agency as a place to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to say anything otherwise would be sort of disingenuous. But even before that, I think, government does a pretty poor job of telling its story to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you see that in some of the anti-government rhetoric that's floating about today. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think mostly the American people don't exactly know what it is that we do. And I think it's hard for them, whether they're young or older or what have you, to envision themselves in a career when they don't know what the actual job or profession is. You know, I mean, if you can imagine somebody that had never had any experience with American football, and you just plopped him down in the middle of the Redskins stadium and saw a person holding the ball at the 50-yard line and said, hey, do you want to do that job? I think they probably want more information about what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen. You know, and in that way, I think that we sometimes, because we're so close to it, we just take it for granted that people know what it is that we do,
mm-hmm.
what it is that our agencies exist to do.